And this is Riddle Me with you on the Man in Batan show. There's a guy out of the U.S., Southern States, who put out a bunch of albums in the 80s, but I don't know what happened to him. He seems to have kind of disappeared. His name is Jonathan Fairchild. He's probably busy at something, and I wish him well. But under the name Aeolia, he put out a small series of very, very beautiful atmospheric albums, and we're going to listen to a little bit of one of those right now. It's called Tien Fu, or Heaven's Gate, from the Light of Tao, by Aeolia, on CKCU.
Thank you.
That's a musician out of San Francisco by the name of David Lang, from a 1985 release, his only release as far as I know, called Return of the Comet, and we heard Tales of Snow and Behind the Sun. Before that, a much-respected experimental musician out of the U.S. by the name of Ray Lynch, only produced 5 albums so far, his last one in 1993, but we were listening to something from his second from 1983 called Sky of Mind, and the track we heard was Pavan. Before that, a man from Germany, Klaus Netzli, that I know just about nothing about. And a track from him was called Zodiac One. Cyril Verdot before that, from France, best known for his astonishing Clear Light Symphony works from the 70s. This from an opera that he did the soundtrack for called Kundalini Opera in 1984, and we heard from that Heart Visions and Fourth Chakra. Before that, from Oklahoma, Steve McClin, a CD called Faces of Ever. We heard Cosmic Currents and World Loops number 2. Mark and Helen Banning, also American, with a CD called Journey to the Light. And from that we heard A Sea of Glass. And started things off with Jonathan Fairchild calling himself Aeolia from a 1984 release called The Light of Tao. And from that we heard Tien Fu, Heaven's Gate.